Welcome to Press the Issue, a podcast from MasterWP, your source for industry insights for WordPress professionals. Get show notes, transcripts, and more information about the show at masterwp.com/press the issue. Conversation has been ramping up about who WordPress is for and who it leaves out. Community members are speaking up about why they are choosing to abandon the CMS for other systems. In this episode, Brian Cords talks to Nyasha Green about how the WordPress market disparity is challenging, but not dismantling, user loyalty.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's almost Friday, so very happy. But I'm very excited to talk with you today about one of your articles. You wrote one about the WordPress Exodus, and it's called My So-Called WordPress Mass Exodus. Really love this article. Really in tune with what's going on with Twitter and other social media, with people talking about how they want to leave. Can you talk a little bit more about why you wrote the article?
Yeah, so when I started writing this article, there were a lot of, you know, tweet threads going viral of people saying, I'm done with WordPress because, you know, I'm trying to do X and it's not working for me and I'm out of here. And so there was this kind of constant stream of just different examples of it. And, you know, part of me feels like when things are happening on Twitter, it's kind of not real life. And it's always the extremes that you see. It's always the kind of crazy versions of things that you see. And so, you know, I kind of wanted to comment on that. But also, you know, I think there is some justifiable complaints, or not even complaints, but just concerns people have. And, you know, we're always wanting to think critically about WordPress and where the ecosystem is going. So that was kind of what stuck out to me. The other piece of it is that I live in California, and everyone in California knows that there's a constant conversation about people leaving, whether it's like famous rich people like Elon Musk or Joe Rogan or whatever, to like, just, I mean, people I know who are, you know, constantly getting out of California to move to, you know, Texas or Idaho, where the rent is a little cheaper, or they can, you know, have a little more room or whatever it is. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's a big conversation, but it also like doesn't affect 99% of your real day-to-day life. So I just thought it would be fun to kind of bring those two things together.
Well, I love the comparison between a WordPress exodus and a California one, because I am newer to WordPress than a lot of other people in the community, and I don't see any big things with the new changes that's making me want to leave. And I also am a big fan of California, and I really want to move there. So are we the ones that are just not in our right minds? What do you think?
You know, I love California. I've lived in a bunch of different parts of it, because California, it's so different. There's so many like different pieces of it. And that actually is like a good metaphor for WordPress, where like living in, you know, the Bay Area of California is nowhere, you know, the same as living in San Diego or living in the Inland Desert, or there's these kind of crazy backwoods parts of far northern California that don't even call themselves California. They have like a different name for themselves and a different flag. So there's like so many, yeah, that's a whole other topic. There's just so many different like versions of it, and WordPress is kind of the same way. But at the same time, like California is just, you know, it's beautiful, and it's, you know, there's a reason so many people want to live here. And so I think the comparison to WordPress maybe is pretty apt.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, we're talking about a lot of complaints and people talking about they want to leave. Do you think WordPress is stagnant?
Yeah, so that was the first sort of collection of things that I had seen. You know, there was a lot of people who just feel like things aren't moving, things aren't changing. You know, the tech industry is always meant to feel like whatever you were doing yesterday is obsolete and out of date, and you better jump on the next new thing. So, you know, there's, you know, we love seeing progress. We love seeing new shiny things. So a lot of people like to complain that that's how WordPress is. I think there was also just, you know, through the COVID era, we've seen so many different things. A lot of the big name writers and bloggers in WordPress have moved on to different industries. You know, the big push for acquisitions and companies getting acquired every other day has really slowed down. You know, that's been not a big thing. And, you know, we're starting to see layoffs and all that stuff. And so, I don't know if stagnant is the best word, although a lot of people were saying that, but there's definitely a shift in the industry that people are feeling very sensitive to. And these shifts come along sometimes and things change and we're going to start seeing probably hopefully some new voices and new companies and things sort of take that next wave.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you talk a little bit in your article about how it seems like this big, people have talked about leaving in the past when WordPress 5.0 happened. And this is kind of reminiscent of that. What do you think it is, or some of the things about 6.0 that has people like kind of rehashing their want to leave right now?
Yeah. So the 6.0 release is, it's in one way, it's just another release. And that's kind of, a lot of us are trained when we see a big number like 6.0, we maybe subconsciously expect big things. And that's not how WordPress works. Every release is just the next, few months of progress. But a lot of the progress has really been about full site editing. And most of what WordPress does right now is focus on making that experience better. But if you don't use that tool, which a lot of people don't, because it's a very cool, but it's not really useful for every situation. It's useful for, a good amount of situations. If you're not using full site editing, your experience with WordPress kind of just looks the same as it did 5 years ago. You're basically seeing the same things. The post editor, is new and it's different, but most of the rest of WordPress really hasn't changed in the last few years. And I think 6.0 was another thing where it was like, okay, if I'm doing full site editing, these are some cool incremental changes and stuff, but this feature is not done yet. It was supposed to be, but it's not. It's way more complicated than we were all expecting it to be. And it's a very hard problem to solve and is going to take a lot more effort than I think anybody initially thought. And if I'm not part of it, then what's really happening in WordPress for me in this latest release? Not to say that there's nothing, but there's maybe not as much as sometimes we're used to.
Thank you for listening up to this point. Press the Issue by MasterWP is sponsored by LearnDash. Your expertise makes you money doing what you do. Now let it make you money teaching what you do. To create a course with LearnDash, visit learndash.com. MasterWP is sponsored by Cloudways. Cloudways managed hosting ensures that your sites get the performance boost they deserve. It offers you fast speeds, uptime, and managed security at affordable rates. Learn more at cloudways.com. MasterWP is also sponsored by Weglot. Discover a way to translate your WordPress site that's easy to install, compatible with all themes and plugins, implements multilingual SEO, and translates your site with machine translation with full post-editing control. Learn more at weglot.com. That's weglot.com. Now, back to the podcast.
I know you also mentioned that it seems like not just getting a little bit out of the actual code and features, but the community, it seems like a lot of people are just having trouble wanting to stay. Of course, we know COVID played a big part of that, but also, as you mentioned earlier, we have people leaving publications and then local meetups. You mentioned we're having trouble getting people back. How much do you think that the lack of changes or the focus on like just specific areas is playing into that, to like the community feelings?
Yeah, the community one is hard because obviously the lack of in-person meetings and conferences has really affected things. I think everybody hit like digital conference fatigue at a certain point where watching a bunch of recorded videos of, conferences just didn't really do it for people after a certain point, unless like WP Engine, you get a DJ to kind of boost up the energy level. But so, that's, it's hard to separate that from like what's been going on. I think, there has to be some push to start seeing local meetups again, getting people just talking. That's really how new people join is, they go to local meetups and you can ask questions and people are just there to help and just there to share knowledge. And you can go to the smaller WordCamps, like my local one was WordCamp Orange County, which hasn't been around for the last few years, but it was such a great opportunity to just, you know, hang out with people. A lot of WordPress developers, sometimes you're the only person at your job who's doing this, and all the people you work with are in different departments. And so being able to go to a meetup or something is like your one chance to like nerd out on WordPress stuff. I mean, we don't have that issue. We're luckily a team of developers, but I know a lot of people, and a lot of times in my past where I'm like, you know, the one guy at the organization working on the website, and you kind of just like, nobody knows what I do, and there's nobody to talk to about it and nobody to get excited about it with. And so I think hopefully we'll start seeing those sorts of things come back, and, you know, there's just never going to be, you know, a replacement for being in the same room with people. Mm-hmm. As soon as, you know, everyone, you know, as soon as we get to a place where we can do that again.
Playing off that, because I know we talked about community is very important and being around like-minded people. Do you think part of the reason people are feeling like they need to leave is that the target market is too big?
Yeah, that's been another kind of topic that people have where they say, you know, WordPress is trying to be so many things to so many people, you know, that at a certain point, you know, you hit whatever 40% of the internet is WordPress. At a certain point, that's going to stall out because you can't be all things to all people. You can't just be this thing that, you know, is going to solve everybody's problems. And what we're seeing is that there's these very specific things that are really good at solving one problem that are doing really well. So it's, you know, Shopify for e-commerce stores, and mm-hmm. it's Substack for newsletters, and it's Ghost for content creators. And these very specific platforms can do really well because they are proprietary. They are they're completely controlled by one company. They can just funnel tons of, you know, venture capital money into growth, those sorts of things. You know, WordPress just doesn't work that way. WordPress is open source, and it's, you know, owned by everybody who's a part of it and that wants mm-hmm. to contribute to it. And so at a certain point, we're going to see, you know, all these different directions that it wants to go. But, you know, the beauty of WordPress is when it pulls that off well and you can use it for anything. But yeah, it may not be the best solution for that one thing that you're trying to do.
So with that being said, do you think WordPress is still the best choice for a development agency?
I would say that in 99% of situations, WordPress is still going to be the best choice because, you know, the thing about WordPress, I think that's the most important part of it is not really the actual core software of WordPress, which is great and is useful, but it's really the ecosystem and the community. And, you know, if you were to walk away from WordPress and go move to some other platform and stuff, it's, you know, it's sort of like leaving, you know, where you live, or it's like leaving a religion or something where you're just, now you have to come, you know, redo everything from scratch, whether it's like how you do, you know, contact forms to what hosting companies you use, to all this stuff. And there's so much that is so good about the entire ecosystem and mm-hmm. all the relationships and all the community, like things that you join and the, you know, online groups and the blogs and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, to walk away from all of that just for, you know, a few better features or a little bit of better performance, to me is just not worth it at this point. I would much rather just stay here and like try to make it better and find ways to like energize the community and just, you know, stand up for WordPress.
Awesome. I agree. I have my issues with WordPress, but I have no intention on leaving. And I am coming to California. I know you mentioned Trader Joe's is getting crowded. We could just carpool. We'll make it work. We'll make California work. We'll make WordPress work. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
I think all of WordPress is coming to California for WordCamp US this year. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. They picked San Diego, which is, in my opinion, the best part of California by a long shot. I think, like, you know, I could never go to Los Angeles again, but San Diego, where I used to live there, and it's like, it's the perfect city. So I'm super excited about that. So we're gonna like flood California with some WordPress energy.
Yes, and it's going to be so great. And so what you're telling me is I should house hunt at WordCamp too, like after hours. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, you know, if you can house hunt in San Diego, yeah, good luck. Oh man. But yes, you should definitely, I'm going to show you all the best neighborhoods. It's the best part about San Diego is like, there's like the nice big downtown tourist neighborhood. And then there's mm-hmm. like the real San Diego. And there's so many cool neighborhoods and coffee shops and craft breweries and all that kind of, you know, outdoor patios and all that great stuff. So yeah, we'll definitely, we'll house hunt, we'll craft beer hunt, and you know, there's, we'll find one of the, you know, classic donut shops or something.
Great, great. I can't wait. Well, Brian, it's been so great speaking with you today. And I'm ready to see what WordPress does. And I'm ready to see if people will stay, leave, and I'm ready to see what happens next.
Thanks. It was really great talking to you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Press the Issue is a production of Master WP, produced by Ali Nimmons, hosted, edited, and musically supervised by Monet Davenport, and mixed and mastered by Teron Bullock. Please visit masterwp.com/presstheissue to find more episodes. Subscribe to our newsletter for more WordPress news at masterwp.com.